toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com with you here tonight. Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on the phones. Also, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username for you is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us if that is your preference. And I have to say, Skype sounds really great, so don't hesitate to send us a request, a contact request. We will add you to our list. And then it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype. So we're launching here into the second hour of the program. Still to come here tonight, Mark, you're going to tell us about one of those families that just doesn't believe in going to the hospital for their kids when they're sick. And we'll get to that story. But Michael Bloomberg has a few things to say in the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombings, according to Politiker.com. He has said that the country's interpretation of the Constitution will have to change to allow for greater security to stave off future attacks.
I'm pretty sure the country's interpretation of the Constitution has been changing for about 200 years.
Yeah, it's really great that Bloomberg's been in a bubble and hasn't realized that he's changed it already.
Yeah, exactly. So now you have to be concerned.
Yeah, now it's time for me to look at this document.
Bloomberg says, the people who are worried about privacy have a legitimate worry, he said during his press conference in Midtown. Quote, but we live in a complex world where you're going to have a level of security greater than you did back in the olden days, if you will. And our laws and our interpretation of the Constitution, I think, have to change. Mr. Bloomberg, who has come under fire for the NYPD's, I wonder what olden days he's referring to. Does that mean like 5 years ago or 50 years ago? Because either way, things are going to get worse probably before they get better. Mr. Bloomberg, who's come under fire for the NYPD's monitoring of Muslim communities and other aggressive tactics, said the rest of the country needs to learn from the attacks. He said, quote, look, we live in a very dangerous world. We know there are people who want to take away our freedoms. And most of them work for you, Mr. Bloomberg. Yeah.
In this town, they work for me.
New Yorkers probably know that as much, if not more, than anybody else after the terrible tragedy of 9/11. He said, we have to understand that in the world going forward, we're going to have more cameras and that kind of stuff. That's good in some sense, but it's different from what we're used to, he said. The mayor pointed to the gun debate and noted the courts have allowed for increasingly stringent regulations in response to ever more powerful weapons, saying, quote, clearly the Supreme Court has recognized you have to have different interpretations of the Second Amendment and what it applies to and reasonable gun laws. Here we're going to have to live.
I love, you know, the Second Amendment. This is what I just can't get about this whole thing. The Second Amendment doesn't say reasonable. The word reasonable is not in the Second Amendment. It says shall not be infringed. I'm not saying that I don't think that necessarily the government may or, you know, maybe it is a good idea for the government to limit the kind of weaponry that people can possess. But I think shy of nuclear weapons, which I don't believe can be used defensively, the government has no right to limit what you've got. Yes, you should be able to buy a tank with tank rounds. Under the Second Amendment. If you don't like the rule, the rules have systems for being changed. Change the rules. I mean, how difficult would it be to get Americans on board for limiting people having tanks? Why don't they just change the rules? Instead of going ahead and stepping on the document, let's go ahead and abide by the rules.
Or let Bill Gates buy a tank. I don't know who's going to buy a tank or a Black Hawk helicopter. And then like,
some people have old tanks.
That's right, and they're not, like, you know, using them on their neighbors to get eggs and bacon in the morning. So, like, it's fine. And, you know, so it does, that's not even the concern for me. It's like, hey, you want to have a Black Hawk helicopter, fine, but the minute you keep circling it around my property, we're going to have an issue, you know? And I might have to figure a way out to neutralize your Black Hawk helicopter that's threatening me, but
I understand, Mark, where you're coming from, but the fact is they don't care about their rules, and they obviously don't have to apply themselves to the rules.
It's more beneficial to them to break the rules than it is for them to change the rules.
Well, it's easier that way.
And I'm just, you know, it's sad that people let them do it.
Well, what are you going to do about it? Stop paying your taxes?
Yeah, that's it, right? That's all anybody can do.
Well, but people aren't going to do anything, Mark. All the evidence is that people aren't going to do anything, and I agree with you that it's sad that they won't do anything. They're going to let the cops search their house because they're afraid of what might happen. They're going to pay their taxes year after year, no matter how many innocent people are being murdered at the hands of the federal government. Most people are going to go ahead and pay. Most people are going to go ahead and let the cops in. And most people are going to do anything that they're asked to do or that they're threatened to do, because most people just want to live to see another day. And that's unfortunate to me, because I think that what good is living if you're living as a slave?
Yeah, I would agree. That's part of the reason why, you know, I have the outlook of like being more local, self-focused, whatever label you want to put on it. Because like you said, people are willing to let all this happen to them at, you know, what cost. And then once, you know, it's come to a point where they've had enough, like, sorry, there's four bear cats on every corner, you know, outside your house, 9,000 cops. Not much you're going to be able to do about it at that point.
I've gotten some heat recently by fellow liberty lovers and even some co-hosts of this show, one in particular. I've taken some heat recently for my point about how, look, I get it. I don't blame someone for doing what seems to be in their best interest in a moment, but it needs to be acknowledged that you doing that, you taking the plea deal, you letting the cops into search, you paying taxes, you obeying regulations, you doing every one of those things every single time takes away a little bit more of your freedom, just a little bit more every time. And it may seem, you know, it may seem like the appropriate thing to do to, you know, minimize whatever damage might be being presented to you in any given moment. But in the long view, you're just hurting yourself and you're hurting everybody else. And I've been taking heat because, like, well, that's collectivist. And
I would agree with that statement, that, you know, if doing what you've got to do in the short term may or may not diminish your freedom, and whereas doing what you're saying is, you're talking about freedom as a whole. If I do what the cops say or whatever it is you're talking about, and, you know, if I stand up, then I stand up for everyone. But really, honestly, it's my freedom that, at the end of the day, it's my freedom and the freedom of my families I have to be concerned with. Because
Are you doing if you're just selling them down the river?
Well, plus, Ian, you were saying that getting them to acknowledge at least that if they made this choice of self-preservation or whatever reasons they have to back the decision they make to submit or choose less liberty at the moment, they're not even willing to justify or, like, at least realize that, like, I've given up a little liberty or I've cost it, whatever.
Right.
Well, I think what's more difficult is for that those same individuals or anyone to understand is that, yeah, the first people like Rich Paul are facing 81 years in prison. You know, the first folks to keep recording cops are arrested and gone to jail, you know, and so, like, they don't understand that if we just get through that whatever initial growing pain or whatever label you want to get, it's a lot easier, because then there'll be mass people doing it or larger groups doing it and so on. And so, like, that's why I'm discouraged from doing it. I will not do any more civil disobedience that isn't in groups. I'm not putting my own self on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going into a court or
that's
a trial.
The point that I'm trying
myself
to make here is that I absolutely concur with you on that. It's the first guys in the front line that catch the bullets. And what Ian's saying is essentially, when you have the opportunity and you're on the front line, catch a bullet for freedom. And I'm not ready to catch your bullets.
When are you going to be ready?
I'm not dying for freedom.
Okay. Freedom, so you're not going to be free.
Freedom is a function of life.
If you're not willing to take risk, if you're not willing to take risk and put a little something on the line, I'm not asking somebody to throw their body in front of a cop with a gun. I'm talking about just trying to say no, just refusing to pay a tax, refusing to obey a regulation, refusing to, you know, take something to trial rather than taking the plea deal. You don't have to go to the mat. And when I'm talking about doing these things, I don't mean putting your whole family in jeopardy or doing anything crazy like that or throwing it all in on one, you know, betting it all on one action. I wouldn't recommend that. I think that people can take little steps towards more freedom that involve little bits of risk.
I get what you're saying.
And if more people take little bits of risk, then it'll be less risky for us all in the long run.
Agreed.
But if you can't take a long view, then you might as well give up on the whole freedom thing.
A long view is, this is your interpretation, but the...
No, it's true.
No, the end.
You keep obeying, they'll keep telling you what to do. More coming up. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you disagree? Well, would love to hear from you, because I've certainly heard plenty of this out of Mark. But we'll continue here in moments. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have and share with you there. One of those features is our Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of the program. There's a contest going on here for the remainder of the month wherein you can, if you're a lady listener, send us a validated photo or video proving that you listen to the show. And if you are the randomly chosen winner at the end of the month amongst all of the submissions, you will receive savory scents, which are wonderful candles that are handcrafted, and they'll be yours for free. And you can see the Savory Scents banner over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Click on the banner to learn more about the Savory Scents. But again, if you're a lady listener, and even if you're already on the Shrine, you can send another, like a fresh, updated picture in, and that will qualify you for the contest. You do not need to be a brand new Shriner to qualify. Once again, go to shrine.freetalklive.com to learn more about it.
More houses are bought and sold during the springtime than any other time of the year. If you're whether you're buying a house or selling your house, you're probably going to have to buy another house at that point. You're going to need mortgages. And if you're going to get a mortgage, go through MortgageMinuteGuy.com. He and his staff of experts will help you every step of the way to get the best mortgage for you. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and I'll give you his telephone number here. He's been providing mortgages on a national scale for more than a decade. I've been hearing the ads for more than a decade. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. The number is 866-288-0088. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. If you're working with somebody with a mortgage, it's a good idea to get a second opinion. MortgageMinuteGuy.com can help you just with just a phone call in that case.
All right, we're going to get back to your phone calls here in a quick moment. Mark, you were trying to get a point out before we went to break there about the idea of standing up for freedom, else you might lose more of it over time. Go ahead.
I agree with your point in a practical sense. You're suggesting that one should drag one's feet when being drug along by the state. You're saying, don't just hop right up into the state's tyranny mobile. You know, drag your feet along the way. You don't necessarily...
Ask a question. Grab a video camera.
You don't necessarily have to throw yourself in front of the car. But your reasoning for saying it brings one to the conclusion, the only logical conclusion is throw yourself in front of the car. I say do it because, well... It just tears down the efficiency of the process, that we're moving inexorably to a larger government and larger government all the time, and these governments around the world are tyrannical and they harm people. So slow down the process. If they're dealing with you, the sort of, you know, the recalcitrant innocent, then they don't have time to go after somebody else. You're saying, on the other hand, that, you know, Did you have a duty to yourself, your family, and human kind?
I never said anyone had a duty to anything. Just don't complain if you don't have more freedom after you've done nothing.
You must acknowledge that that your actions of going along result in
state.
More government.
Yeah, acknowledge that.
I think that's correct. I mean, again, I can't tell everybody else what to do. I whatever, make your decision. And, like, for me, self-preservation is first and foremost, especially while you have these, like, prison sentences hanging over your head, as we were just talking about off the air. But, so I would tell, like, there are some things the state asked me to wear a wire or corroborate or make statements on my friends, you know. That is, I've made statements, you know, in drug busts that I've been involved in the past, and that was something I did without the mindset that I had today.
Sure.
But that is something that I absolutely cannot do anymore with the principles and the things in my mind. And, like, if I have these ideas of liberty, and, like, that includes letting the police into my home, sure, I'm not going to stand in front of a firing squad and be like, don't shoot the building, because, like, it's a suicide. It's self-preservation outweighs there.
Ian, I'm no more obligated to stand up to the police to preserve liberty than somebody is obligated to wear a long dress so they don't get raped. The every action that the state, that people working for the state take, is their obligation, not mine.
Right. I never said you were obligated, so please don't put words in my mouth. All I said was acknowledge it. If you do nothing, then that's a bad thing as far as I'm concerned, because you're not doing anything to stop them. And I don't mean be violent. I would never advocate for violence as a solution, but just own it, man.
It's
own
either
it.
Moral or it's immoral, okay? And it is moral to do whatever it is in that circumstance that you wish to do. Now, if you consider it to be inexpedient, I tend to agree with your statement, but it is just a perception. It's a perception about a moral act, and that act is moral, so therefore I do think that your point is invalid.
Okay. I'm not saying that it's wrong to do what you need to do to preserve yourself, but just acknowledge that as far as from
no,
a liberty
I'm not gonna
perspective,
acknowledge it because I don't
as
know.
Far as from a liberty perspective,
it's bad for liberty to do nothing. When good men do nothing, evil men triumph. I mean, that's a fact,
right,
man.
I don't think there's any really aspect of this martial law bombing scenario that the government isn't looking at it probably from a positive angle from many agendas that they could have. I mean, it's not like we said, they could follow along through YouTube channels where all these searches went, where all these cops were. People were terrified. They're in their toes. The police now know that if they do these types of things, they kind of do have a blackout of an area, that they might be able to just fire off some people in the street that were refusing just to make a point to the other people. I mean, there's so many more ways that they could say, next time we can do a little more because nobody did a little bit of anything.
Let's go to the phone. Oh, he just dropped off the line. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here tonight. Also, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. I'm not saying stand up in a way that's stupid or extra risky or, you know, betting it all on the, you know, one option. By all means, hold off on standing up if you want and get up to New Hampshire where you can have more people around who can help you find some courage, because I think that we talked to some of the folks from Massachusetts who had suggested that had they actually been in New Hampshire and had liberty-oriented neighbors, which is a very real possibility in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project and because of the mindset of some of the natives here in New Hampshire, there's a good chance that you'll be living next door to somebody who might also be interested in refusing to allow the police to, for instance, search in a situation like they had in Watertown, Massachusetts. They acknowledged, these are Free State Project participants living down there who allowed the police to search. They acknowledged that they would have been less likely to allow the police to search had they actually been surrounded by a liberty-oriented community. So it would make sense to, hold off on standing up until you're around other people who can back you up. I'm not saying risk it all, but I'm just pointing out that the fact that people have generally done nothing over time is why the state continues to encroach and continues to be successful at its encroachments.
Right, or even think out, it's not so black and white like, oh, you either submit or you like start a war with the police in your neighborhood.
I can get that point. Let me address Ian's real quick. The fact is, Ian, that people have stood up throughout time. Throughout time, they have stood up. But they haven't been enough, and therefore they've been crushed under the wheels of the state. You're saying for everyone to stand up, and I'm not everyone. I'm one guy.
Yep. Somebody's got to go
first. I can't control you. I don't want to catch your bullets, man.
I'm not asking you to do anything, Mark. Just keep doing nothing. See how it works out for you.
I'm not doing nothing. Why in the world would you point at me and say I'm doing nothing?
I'm not suggesting that. That's the role you're playing in this conversation.
I'm not playing any roles in this conversation.
You're saying you don't want to stand up.
I'm saying that you're mistaken because you do not, you cannot, you're saying that things are true.
You're defending doing nothing, and I'm defending doing something. 855-450-FREE. Which one will have the best chance for liberty in our lifetime? Doing something or nothing? You tell me. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm not.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our Cash Garden Report, our Food Shock Report, and our Diatomaceous Earth Report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with your calls in moments. Also want to invite you to the website. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there for you. They're all free, including news updates. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for email delivery or Facebook or Twitter. You can follow us in whatever way is preferential to you. So go to news.freetalklive.com. Now, the emails are just for the most important news about the show, and you'll get that same news over Facebook and Twitter, but you'll also get extra stuff on Facebook and Twitter that we kind of just post throughout the day and during the show, questions, observations, show prep. So you can go, again, to news.freetalklive.com.
It's still the Wild West in the world of the Bitcoin, and buying Bitcoins online, it can be kind of difficult to get done. Many times it takes days and days to purchase Bitcoins through some of the exchanges. It can plenty of people have made lost their money completely in the attempt to buy Bitcoins. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com and tell them how you want to fund your account. You know, do you want to go to Walmart and use MoneyGram? You know, they have all kinds of different options. Tell them where your account is and then make the deposit. It's really, it's that easy. BitInstant.com.
All right, so we're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Nick is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Nick.
Hello. You were talking in a couple of segments about the short term versus the long term as far as getting to liberty, where
yes,
people will, you're encouraging people to do more long-term thinking in the realm of standing up for liberty at a cost in the short term for a benefit in the long term of getting towards liberty, correct?
Yeah. Sums it up.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because before you got to that part where you started talking about the long term, I was thinking to myself that Stefan Molyneux is not a member of the Free State Project, as far as I'm aware. Is that correct?
I don't believe that he is.
I don't think
so. He does tend to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and speak there, and so I believe he's a supporter of the Free State Project, but I don't think he's a participant.
The reason I bring him up is because the Stefan Molyneux view is the really long view. His perspective is that we should be focusing on raising a generation of liberty-loving children, and then over time, that will create the change we're looking for. So, from that perspective, I would jokingly suggest that Mark is probably doing more than anyone in that room right there towards the long view, towards liberty.
That's amusing.
That's weak.
I don't think that this is necessarily the case. I'd like to see the group of people that raise children that are more fervent about their beliefs than they are. This tends to be that children take advantage of, take for granted the kind of things that their parents believe and just kind of ignore them and go about living their own lives. I don't believe Stefan Molyneux's system in this way. I think sort of in a greater way that if we, in a greater way I agree, yes, if you treat all the people in your life in accordance with the non-aggression principle, as he suggests, we're probably going to have a better world, but I don't know that your children are going to, just because you believe in the non-aggression principle, that and you talk to your kids about the non-aggression principle, that they're really going to care that much about the non-aggression principle.
Well, it's also about action as well, because I'm very interested about liberty-minded children, especially from the state's perspective, because what do they do with an individual has no birth certificate, no Social Security card, hasn't agreed to any social contracts? You know, it might be very interesting to see how that pans out. Also, the child, though, like any of us, comes into the same decisions we do, like submit or not. And I think we all know the destiny of an individual who has the mindset that these people are wrong. I mean, you could walk your child right into, like, hey, you're going to be slaughtered at first interaction with the state. So I agree with what you're saying. The other point I want to make about short and long is that it sounds like, Ian and I are advocating, at least on this side of the conversation, this long path through civil disobedience and noncompliance that gets there, that we're just saying that there's, at least what I'm saying is that there's few of us now, and that if a lot of people for, like, the drug war prohibition or prohibition on drugs, if everyone was just, like, out in the street smoking or saying, take me to jail or do whatever, thinking in the long term, it would actually be a short amount of time
Before
that would change.
Yeah, absolutely. So, there's such power in numbers.
Right. Thinking in the long term doesn't necessarily mean it's going to take a long time. I mean, it's just if everyone was out there saying, forget this war on drugs, it would just end.
Right, and if a bunch of liberty-minded people decided to pick up and move to one place, like, I don't know, within the next year or two, they would have a huge impact, like, for instance, here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. The sooner we can get people here, the more effective all of these things will be. The more effective civil disobedience,
right,
the more effective politics, the more effective raising kids, because it makes more sense to raise kids in a community of people who love the ideas of liberty. And I think that, obviously people are going to have kids. Liberty-minded people are going to have kids. They are having them. And they're obviously raising them with liberty-oriented beliefs. But what good is it to educate a child as to, here's the intellectual arguments for liberty. Isn't this a great idea? Well, doesn't it also make sense to educate your kids in non-cooperation and showing them the way of not doing what the state tells them to do? Because then you've got some really a really powerful next generation coming up, one who's understanding the ideas of liberty and who's willing to actually implement them in their personal lives. Now, that would make a real difference, and it would make a difference soon. Especially, I've seen young people get involved in activism, and I think they're particularly good at it because, to some extent, they're unassailable. I mean, if you're young enough, there's not much the state can do to you. Like, I love it when a parent will go out with their, say, 7 or 8-year-old child and set up an illegal lemonade stand or something like that. I think that's killer activism, but a lot of parents are afraid to do that stuff because they're afraid the state's going to come take their kids from them. A legitimate fear, but it's fear, nonetheless, and it's fear that is the biggest killer of anything that can get us progress to more freedom. Nick, your thoughts?
Just to be clear, I said the word jokingly because I didn't actually believe that, and you expressed my thoughts on the subject very well, many of them that I didn't know I had.
Excellent, sir.
But what you say about concentration is especially important. What happens is that children tend to assimilate into the greater society that they're in,
yeah,
rather than following lockstep with the beliefs of their parents.
Great observation, and I think Michelle Seven's experience backs that up. She was on this show for a long time. Listeners know who Michelle Seven is. She was one of our co-hosts for a while. She has three teenage kids. I guess her daughter's probably almost out of being a teenager. Anyway, but three relatively young kids, and they, you know, some of them have turned out differently than others. One of them, the younger one, is less likely to really care about the ideas of liberty if it doesn't suit him and what he wants to do, because Michelle was constantly complaining about how he was doing this and that to her. And it just, you know, it doesn't necessarily work out all the time with every one of your kids giving them these ideas, because sometimes kids just want to rebel. And if they're going to rebel against you, then they're going to go the opposite direction from liberty.
To give an example of the importance of the influence of people you're around, I have a bit of a story to tell about the past few days with the manhunt for the Boston suspect.
Yes.
If I have time to describe it.
Go ahead. Quickly, though, if you can.
Okay. So what happened was, at the very beginning of it, I talked to someone close to me, and I said, oh, the police are treating everyone like suspects. And this person who's close to me said, well, no, these house-to-house searches are perfectly justified because it's in, like, a known radius. And the fact that they are forcing you from your home removes that choice from you. It removes the possibility that you'll make the wrong choice. Because what if, what if you, Nick, are in the basement and the terrorist has a gun to your head, and then I would be encouraged to lie to the police because I would think that I was protecting you, but by using force on me, they take that out of my hands. That's not the exact words, but that's the spirit of it. And I was actually convinced by that until I listened to Free Talk Live some more, and I wondered why I ever thought that way.
Mm.
So it's
people are influenced. You're absolutely right, yes. Nick, and thank you for the call and thoughts tonight. People are absolutely influenced by the people that they're close to, which is why having a concentration of activists, as he acknowledged, is the key, in my opinion, to getting to more freedom in our lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about how you can help us do that. We're coming up.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. You can also connect with us on Skype. Skype username for you, lrn.fm. And again, the toll-free number brought to you by Sinkle CAI is 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
Ademo is here, courtesy of copblock.org. Ademo, what is, for those who are uninitiated, copblock?
Copblock.org is a police accountability website, been around since 2010, so about 3 years. And just like its mission says, it's a diverse group of individuals who have one shared goal, and that is police accountability, regardless of in the system, out of the system, you know, say cops are bad, say cops are nice, love them, you shame them to death, whatever it works, to liberty, I should say, not to death, but just one, it's pretty much a one-stop shop for anything that's police accountability. And so copblock.org, tactics, resources, swag, graphics, flyers, DVDs. You can get just about anything over there at copblock.org.
Yeah, you want to learn about how to stand up for yourself, especially when it comes to dealing with the police. Some of the guys over at copblock and gals over at copblock.org are, I think, some real experienced folks at that.
That's right. They've been trucking along for a minute now, so.
Let's go back to the phones and your thoughts. Ramon is in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live. Ramon.
What's going on, fellas?
It's too hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to agree with you, Ian, that we need to get out there and be more proactive. Not to say that Mark's point of views aren't needed, because I do agree that we need both perspectives in this fight, because if all of us were to be, let's say, a little too aggressive, they might try to take all of us out. You know, not necessarily hurt us in any way, but they might try to, you know, ruin our credibility and make us seem, you know, fanatical or extremist and whatnot. But I also agree that, you know, we shouldn't all approach it like Mark and say, you know, my preservation is the most important thing, because if you look at some of the people throughout history, if they would have perspective and thought about their self-preservation, I don't think a lot of us would have had the freedoms we have today.
But look back in back during World War II times, the Jews preserved themselves right into some concentration camps.
Yeah, man. And I look at people like Martin Luther King, and I know he had a lot of death threats on his life, and he probably knew what was coming. But I think he felt that to help humanity, his one, you know, existence, this one speck of life, which we all agree to have to hear, is more important. He probably felt in his heart that everything he could do to help us here, the ones who were going to be here after him, it was way more important than preservation. But I definitely understand.
I agree.
I think that that he's a hero for those reasons, and he didn't. I don't think he intended to martyr himself. I mean, that wasn't his intention. He didn't know that there was going to be an assassination. So I mean, it's horrible that it ended in that way. But that is one of the the realistic possibilities. And I think that anybody who's an activist can understand that if they decide they want to take you out, they can. And Ramon, I'm gonna let you go. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I'll let you take care of that kid. So.
You're raising the next generation of liberty there.
There is that chance that they could do something awful to you at any time. If they decide they want to shut down Free Talk Live, they could come in here and make some awful mess of the studio and confiscate all the
drop
equipment.
Some FCC 1158 CIF regulation that you violated
knows,
for whatever
man.
Reason they made
or,
last night.
Or make some crap up and charge us with terrorism or aiding and abetting terrorists or receiving money from who knows? What they could come up with. So at some point, you just have to, I think, when you're becoming an activist and you're kind of coming out and you're getting to the point of being willing to stick your head up at least above the waves a little bit, you know there's risk involved. And the more you get active, the more successful you are in your activism, the more attention you draw to yourself, and the more likely that they're going to target you for something.
And the further you can push it.
Yeah, there's always that chance. If you're not willing to accept those risks, it's fine. There's a role for people who want to stay in the shadows. There's a role for the moles. There's the role for the ghosts, the people that might even be working for the government to throw a monkey wrench into the system from the inside, destroy a database or something like that, shut down some kind of governmental structure from the inside without them knowing it was you. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do without being out in the open, like, say, me or Damo or Mark.
Right, and the point that I was trying to make, and I guess I haven't made it well enough with Ramon calling in and having the position that he had, is I agree that one should stand up when one has the opportunity, that one shouldn't just roll over and do what they say, but what the statement that you had made was is that one must acknowledge that your actions result in a larger, more tyrannical state. And I don't think that that necessarily is true. You've got to know when to hold them, and you got to know when to fold them. So to suggest that somebody should stand up every situation, I have to acknowledge when the advice you give, which is that I have to acknowledge, these are the words that came out of your mouth, that I must acknowledge that when I roll over for the state, that I am responsible for more tyranny that comes along.
No, I didn't say you're responsible, but that's what happens.
That is what happens.
And so acknowledge it.
But look, when I stand up, more tyranny comes along, Ian. You can't extrapolate one from the other. I'm talking about a logical, rhetorical argument here. You're talking about something practical, and you have managed to argue me into the corner on something I haven't said. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is standing up hasn't worked. Laying down and rolling over hasn't
standing
worked.
Standing up does work. If enough people do it,
yeah,
then
I would agree.
Work well.
Standing up has worked. It hasn't worked to the idea of achieving, maybe our ideal, whatever subjectively that means.
Because there's not enough people doing it.
Because there's not enough people doing it. And like I had mentioned just before we went, or just after we went off air last time, it's like, I've done it, Ian's done it, and to a way you have it on your aspect with Jack and stuff, and so we've done it, but there's who's coming next? A bunch of people. Like, they could have got creative in Watertown, Mass. Everybody could have been, standing on the roof and been like, if there's nobody on the roof, there's probably a terrorist holding somebody at gunpoint in the house. Go check those houses.
And there's different
signs.
There's different kinds of activism. It's not all of the kind of activism we're referring to here. It's not just raising Jack. It's the fact that I ran for public office and got, I'm Republican delegate for my town. The fact that I
haven't besmirched you, Mark. You've been doing things.
But there's different things that people can do.
Sure, but don't tell yourself that clicking a like button on Facebook is standing up for anything, okay? So there's a level of activism where it's doing something, and then there's a level of activism that's pretending like you're doing something.
I think that there's a microscopic amount that liking something on Facebook does. It's very, very small.
Don't call yourself
amount.
An activist if that's all you're doing is clicking a like button.
I suppose you could be an online, you're a virtual activist at that point.
I've got plenty of those. Then.
I can't defend that position particularly, Ian, but it's not the way I live my life either. But I think that there are times to stand up and times not to.
There definitely are. There's also different ways to do it. And, you know, if the man saying jump, it's one thing to jump, but it's another thing to be like, I can't believe you're asking me to jump. You should be ashamed. This is ridiculous.
I'm going to get you on video.
And then you jump because he's like, I'm going to shoot you if you don't jump because you're holding on my line. All right, I'm jumping, right. But you're still a coward, and I'm jumping.
That's what I like to take it down to, the point where they're ready to use the violence, or they're willing to threaten the violence, and they're willing to do it on camera, and then let's show the world who these people are.
If they're like, hey, stay in your house. Like, that's what I would have been, you know, here in Keene, we have our own radio. And communication, so I don't know if there was no reports of them blacking out stuff, but we would still have the ability to communicate. And if they were locking down Keene, New Hampshire, maybe we'd all be like, let's all try to go to our friend's house, or we're all at one place, or let's all get to our roofs, or let's all put like blue signs that like don't search here in our thing, and like could have been some creative ways to at least submit, but let the cops know, like, over all those blue signs about every house we went to that said I'm a terrorist, or the terrorist is in, you know, is coming to my door now, or whatever. You know, you could have got some people to think, or maybe all over the news there would have been these pictures of people on the roof. Like, why are these people on the roof? Well, they're like, if you're gonna make me stay in my house, I'm gonna be on the roof. There's no reason to search me, and if I'm not on the roof, terrorist probably has me locked in the basement.
Now, anything, you know? Any level of refusal and non-cooperation would have been better than what we saw, which was absolute zero.
Right. And that's what we know. It was blind compliance.
And, well, right, Mark, which is why having video cameras around, if you're going to not comply, it helps to actually have some evidence of that process so it can encourage others to do the same thing in the future. Otherwise, your activism might as well just be happening in a vacuum, and it's completely useless, or next to completely useless. So you're absolutely right, Mark. Yeah, there's a time, there's a place, there's a tactic, there's a strategy, and the strategy is to get together with more people who love liberty. That's happening in New Hampshire, freestateproject.org. That's the time, that's the place. So go and learn more about that, and then get here as soon as you possibly can so you can help other people encourage courage. Because the thing that needs to be pointed out is that it's the obedience that has gone on for decade after decade after decade, after hundreds of years after hundreds of years. Constant obedience from people is why the state continues to grow. It's why it continues to become more intrusive and more oppressive and more expensive, because everybody's under some sort of ridiculous belief that they're going to be able to change it by electing Rand Paul or some other messiah in another 4 years, that one man could somehow turn around. And by the way, this guy Rand Paul today with his comments about the drones, pretty ridiculous, saying that he was making this big statement on the state or the House floor, what was it, like a month ago, about how drones were so bad, and now he's accepting the idea of drones?
He's been bought.
Yeah, this guy doesn't really understand what liberty is all about, does he? But yet some people are still saying, but he's our best hope for the future.
The worst evil.
Yeah.
I thought he called out Republicans today was a headline.
You're the hope for the future. If you continue to rely on politicians to bring you freedom, you're going to continue to be disappointed. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.